Both. Here you go. To go to the beginning and the end of your selection, home and end does that. It used to not. That used to go to your start and end of your project. Control home and control end go to the start and end of your project, like the top or the bottom of the document. That used to be go to selection start and end. And one of the many things we did last year was change that up, so that home and end will take you to the beginning and end of your time selection, with control home being the beginning of the project and control end being the end of the project. If you go and press control J, you will be placed in a very powerful dialogue that will let you go to an epic number of times expressed in all kinds of ways, everything from your hours, colon, minutes, colon, seconds, to your measures and beats, just like you want. And you do that in the decimal. So if you want bar 20 measure 2, it'd be 20.2. Bar 13 measure 4, 13.4. If you want 20 minutes and 32 seconds, you could do 20 colon 32. But if you wanted to enter it in sort of the way SoundForge likes it, 00 colon 20 colon 32.000, it'll parse that one out too. You can enter a plus or a minus sign before your, excuse me, before the time, to jump forward in time by that value. So wherever you are, if you know you want to jump 20 or 10 measures forward, you could press Control J and do plus 10.0, and you'll find yourself 10 measures ahead of where you are. You may have to actually change the unit to measures dot beats for that to work. But that's just a combo box, and you can just press M in it, and that's the only thing that has M. So you can, change that up. Just experiment with it. This is one of those dialogues that has text on the screen that help you kind of parse everything out if you tab through it. And since you're familiar with sonar and other audio things, it will make sense to you. But there are text elements on the screen that are just help text that clarifies some of this stuff further.